Originally, the Palatine and the capital were separated by a swampy valley called the Velabrum, where the streams coming down from the Esquiline and Viminal hills flowed on their way to the Tiber. In the first half of the 7th century BC, the northernmost part of this swamp was reclaimed by a landfill, which allowed the Romans to have a new, vast plain in the center of the city. We know very little about the first Roman Forum, which remains hidden under more recent pavements and buildings. In the last centuries of the Republic, the Roman Forum was the established center of a powerful state which controlled the entire Mediterranean. The construction program of Augustus in the Roman Forum was marked above all by a completion of buildings already initiated or at least commissioned by Caesar, such as the new Curia, the Basilica Julia, and a new square whose orientation was in line with that of the Forum of Julius Caesar. Walking down the Via Sacra between the Curia and the Temple of Antoninus and Faustina, a large number of architectural fragments spread out over the terrain, together with a few small standing ruins, are all that is left of the Basilica Aemilia. Despite its essentially functional character, the basilica was enriched by valuable decorations. The outside portico, two stories with 16 arches, was made of white marble, while multicolored slabs of precious marble lined the floors and walls of the interior, which was divided into three naves by two rows of African marble columns. At the end of the nave, on the north side, there was the ambulacrum, formed by columns of Cipolline marble. In the central nave above the columns was a marble frieze featuring the main episodes of the legend of the founding of Rome. On the east side of the Roman Forum and behind the Forum of Peace rises the great Basilica of Maxentius. The great structure is formed by three naves, with the largest in the center rising to a height of 35 meters and covered by a single vault with three cross vaults supported by pilasters. The Via Sacra was one of the main streets of the city, site of the most important processions and ceremonies, such as the triumphs of victorious generals. The Arch of Titus was built on the northern Palatine hillside, in the western Forum section, to celebrate the victory of Emperor Titus against the Jews in 71 AD. The Temple of Venus and Rome was built by Emperor Hadrian, who also designed it, in 135 AD. The temple was built on a large platform enclosed by a portico. The Temple of the Divine Romulus was originally an entrance vestibule to the Forum of Peace, but after the imperial complex was abandoned, Maxentius decided to turn it into a temple dedicated to his son, Valerius Romulus. The Temple of Antoninus and Faustina was built in 141 AD by Emperor Antoninus Pius as a tribute to his wife Faustina. The Curia Iulia was the ancient seat of the Roman Senate. The Arch of Septimius Severus was built to celebrate the war victory against the Parthians. The Temple of Saturn was built in the early years of the Republican Age and renovated several times in the late 6th century. The temple was pro-style with 8 Ionian columns on the front. This was the seat of Rome's state treasury, and its basement was used to display the most important public documents for the city's life. The only remains of the temple dedicated to Emperor Vespasian, who was deified after his death in 79 AD, are 3 Corinthian columns which support an architrave fragment.